It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Survival expert Bear Grylls has been a nearly inescapable presence on the Discovery Channel for many years.
My name is Bear Grylls. I've served with the British Special Forces. I've climbed to the summit of Everest and crossed the frozen oceans of the Arctic.
His show Man vs. Wild drops the ex-British Special Forces soldier into some of the world's most hostile environments.
Now, I'm in the French Alps. Now, I'm in Iceland. Now, I'm in the Sierra Nevada mountains.
The truth is textbook survival. It tells you to stay put, stop, wait for rescue, don't take any risks. But there'd been a host of kind of survival shows like that, and I didn't really want to do that. I thought, if I'm going to do TV, I want to do the stuff that I love doing. And, you know, if you've got to get down this waterfall and all you've got is your shoelace and this vine, this is a cool way you can improvise a harness and do this, and let's get on and do it.
I'm going to paraglide into this wilderness. A camera crew will follow me.
The show peaked as the number one cable program in the country with a global audience of millions. But in March, Bear Grylls and the Discovery Channel parted ways. He's currently taking a break from television, spending more time with his kids, and developing new ideas for a return to TV in the U.S. And in the interim, he's written a memoir. I spoke to him about his life, his childhood, and how he got his name.
Well, I was christened Edward, and then my sister, at about a minute old, said it's the most boring name in the world. I'm not going to have a brother, having waited so long for a brother called that. So that became Teddy, and then Teddy Bear pretty quickly. So.
And on the show, Bear Grylls is anything but boring. A warning now, though. If you're squeamish, you may want to tune out for the next 30 seconds or so.
In northern Mexico, I was walking through the sand dunes on the edge of the Laguna Salada salt pan.
One of the most memorable moments on Man vs. Wild was now a famous scene where...
I need a pee, and I don't want to waste that, so what I'm going to do...
You had a snakeskin around your neck.
Use the snakeskin.
You stored your own urine in that snakeskin and then drank it.
And I'm not expecting this to be particularly appetizing. I'm all for cocktails, but snake innards and pee.
Difficult watching you do it.
It's funny to become known for things like that. You know, those sort of moments aren't particularly fun, whether you're drinking the fluid from an elephant dung or camel intestinal fluids or yak eyeballs or drinking your own pee. It's all going to be... I think viewers quite like it when I'm suffering or eating or drinking something horrible or really up against it in some, you know, quicksand or whatever. I've definitely learned that those are the viewers' favourite moments. My favourite moments where it's all going swimmingly, the sun's out and I've got a fire going and a nice snake on the barbecue.
I want to ask you about how you got there, because you essentially, for years on television, put yourself in positions where most people would not live, would not be able to live through it, would not survive, and yet you seem to crave it, you need it. Can you explain why?
Well, I think it's more that I love it. You know, from a young age, I was climbed with my dad when I was about 5 or 6. And at that age, it was the same deal. I didn't necessarily like being cold and scared up a rock face, but I loved hanging out with my dad. And I think I developed a belief that, the wild brings people together. And I always loved that. I love the small team we film with. If I look at Man vs. Wild, we've had the same small crew of 4 of us for 7 seasons of the show. And they're best buddies. And I have the same dynamic with them that I had with my small team of SAS soldiers when I served with the British Special Forces. You know, you're in difficult places. You're under pressure. But you need to look after each other and you create real strong bonds. And that's always been my draw to the wild, I think.
Bear, after you finished school, you decided to join the military. You actually went into the British Special Forces, the famed SAS. I mean, you describe this camaraderie that you found there. Did you know that was what you were looking for?
Well, I think my dad had been a Royal Marine Commando, and, you know, I always loved that in him when I was growing up. I was always pretty amazed, you know, but every boy wants to do one step better. Mm. And, you know, the SAS was, I suppose, always the pinnacle, and I think it gave me at a young age a confidence that I didn't necessarily have. And you know, obviously it gave me a lot of the skills that I've gone on to use. But it also gave me some of the best friends in my life. And I look back on those days and, you know, they were definitely hard work, but a real kind of sense of pride at a young age that it gave me that I'm super grateful for.
I was curious about part 4 of your book. It's called Faith, which is not something unusual to find in a book written by an American, but less common in Britain. I mean, in your country, people don't openly talk about faith, admittedly, as they do here in the U.S. How much a part of your life does faith play?
Well, you're right. Faith is personal if it's to be real. And I think things that are personal are sometimes hard to talk about. And I think Brits are especially bad at that. But, you know, I've definitely learned also over my life through a lot of difficult times, through, you know, whether it's military stuff or losing people on big expeditions on high mountains. And, you know, I've definitely learned it takes a proud man to say he never needs any help. I'm not that man. I do need some help sometimes. And my faith has been that to me. It's been a real, like, quiet strength and a real glue to our family, I think, as well. For me to be able to climb big mountains with a person I feel has made these mountains has been a huge privilege. And it's a real, as I said, like a backbone that's run through a lot of these adventures in my life.
I have to mention, Bear, that the show did come under fire a couple years ago after some reports that elements of the show were staged, right? That you had stayed in hotels and there were receipts. And you actually addressed this in the book. What was that about? What happened?
Well, I think, you know, any show, when it starts to do well, you know, you get the odd missile sent your way. You know, I think I've definitely made mistakes, you know, and I wrote pretty honestly in the book about one night where I sneaked back to my family. I'd been away for a few months and I was filming somewhere near the UK and they came, I finished production a day early and just sneaked out to see them. And that became a whole big story. And, you know, I think sometimes you look back and you think, you know, I so would have done things differently. And I think the best response is to quietly just get on and do your job and do it well and try and sort of, you know, have humility about that. And the job for me was always about trying to empower people through what we do.
I remember when I would spend, you know, months at a time in a place like Iraq or Afghanistan as a reporter, the first thing I would want when I would return to the U.S. was a hamburger at In-N-Out Burger. What's the first thing that you want when you're back in civilization?
The real struggle for me, if I'm honest, is being away from my family a lot. And yeah. I've got three young, wonderful young boys. I try and kind of remind myself a lot of my soldier friends are away for proper lengths of time, you know, 9 months at a time. And, you know, I'm only going away for a few weeks here, a few weeks there. But over 7 years, it's been a lot of time abroad filming. And, you know, I love it. I was in last night, I just got back and in a bath with the three boys, lots of bubbles, lots of rubber ducks. And Shara going, gosh, all these people could know how ridiculous you really are. And I'm thinking, but you know what? This is just heaven.
Yeah, you have. I mean, your wife is just completely outnumbered.
Well, somebody said to me the other day, you've got to wear tighter underpants. That's the key to getting a girl, apparently. So there you go. It's another good survival tip for you.
Would you ever encourage any of your young sons to do what you do?
Yeah, you know, they love adventure. My dad always used to say to me, you've got to follow your dreams and look after your friends along the way. And I try and say the same things to them. Their mum says, but it can't involve a 1 in 6 chance of not coming home like Everest does. But they've got way more brain cells than me. They're going to do something much more important, I think.
That's Bear Grylls. His new autobiography is called Mud, Sweat, and Tears. He was the host of Man vs. Wild, which aired here in the U.S. on the Discovery Channel for 7 years. Bear, thank you so much.
No, pleasure. Thank you.